Chris and Rob late night talk show. We're going to call Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett, famous long time veteran.
Hello.
Hello, is this Buddy Hackett?
Who's calling?
This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Hello, Chris and Rob. How are you?
We're doing great. How you doing? This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're on the air.
Are we on the air now?
Yeah, we're big fans.
Well, thank you very much.
We love you. What have you been up to lately?
Well, lately I'm getting all my teeth done, so I can't do anything until it's going to be another 2 months yet before it's finished.
Then you're going to go back out on the road?
Oh, I really don't go to the road much. I go, well, my next job is Thanksgiving. I took a job, and I'll be at the Trump's Taj Mahal in Atlantic City.
So what's wrong with the choppers?
Well, they got worn out after 72 years.
72 years of eating took a toll.
Yeah, there's my other phone now. Hold one second, will you?
Oh, we will.
Sure. We're on hold with
Buddy
Hackett.
That was Buddy Hackett. That was Buddy freaking Hackett.
And this is the Chris and Rob freaking late night talk show.
It's Buddy Hackett. He turned 70.
Hello.
Hey, Buddy Hackett, what's the favoriteest venue you've ever played? I mean, if you could play any venue in the whole world, which venue would be your last venue?
The last one?
Yeah.
I guess where I started, the Concord Hotel up in the Catskill Mountains.
A lot of famous comedians have gotten their start up there in the mountains.
Well, they started in the Catskills, but I'm talking about the one particular hotel. That hotel was very, very important in my life. I met my wife up there. We were married on the stage up there.
That's great.
I lived there for a long time. I learned to play golf there. I learned to ride horses there. I did everything up there. It was just a very big part of my life.
Well, we're on the air here in Cincinnati on radio station WAIF. Is there anything you'd like to say to all your avid fans in Cincinnati who are tuned in tonight?
Well, you tell them I played the Emory Auditorium there in 1947. And I'm just now getting over it.
Well, the reason why we called, buddy, was because your birthday's coming up.
Saturday.
You're going to be 72, and we called to wish...
72 years old.
We called to wish you a happy birthday.
I thank you very much, and tell all the people in Cincinnati. I remember in 47, there was things weren't open late at night. You couldn't get some...
They're still not
open. I found a place called Chef's, I think it was called. There was like a chain of them. And I had a bowl of chili for the first time in my life. I'd never had chili. And boy, did I fall in love with chili. And to this very day, it's my favorite food.
Now, that chili you had that afternoon, was it that thin, greasy Cincinnati chili, or was it a more thick, meaty, Texas-style chili with beans?
Actually, I didn't have it in the afternoon. I had it kind of late at night, about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And no, it wasn't thick and meaty. It was thin. But it was tasty.
Did you have it over spaghetti with a little cheddar cheese?
No, I didn't. That's called chili mac. No, I had just the chili and beans. And I think it cost 15 or 20 cents in those days.
Wow.
Prices have gone
perfectly into my budget.
So do you see your old buddy Johnny Carson much lately?
I haven't seen him since. We ran into each other on an airplane about 2-3 years ago.
I heard he's getting real fat.
Well, I wouldn't know that. I haven't seen him. When I saw him, he looked the same as ever.
What do you think about Leno and Letterman, the guys who've kind of taken over the 11:30 slot?
Well, I think, you know, they have their place in the world, like everybody else. And people, modern people, today's people, the people in the, from 25 to 35, probably like Leno and Letterman better than they like Johnny and Jack Parr at this age. But if they, Johnny, when he was... between 30 and 40, they would have loved him. You know, it's just people fit into their own time bracket.
I think David and Jay, though, could make room for to have guys like Buddy Hackett on their show every once in a while,
well,
like Johnny
did.
I've been
on Leno 6 times this season already.
How many times have you been on Dave's show?
Over the years, since he started, 3 or 4 times. But I'm never out that way.
You never get to New York?
Well, I do get there, but when I get there... I go there to see some Broadway shows and to see some friends
and you
I
get
don't
mugged
go to do work, you know.
Have you ever been mugged in New York?
No, I haven't.
You're lucky.
I've never been mugged anywhere in my life.
Have you ever seen cats?
Have ever been what?
Have you ever seen cats when you were in New York?
The play?
Yeah.
No, it's all music. I like kind of drama, you know.
Like Harold Pinter?
Yeah, I like Pinter.
What'd you think of the birthday party?
My God, you're talking so long ago.
That's an old play. Did you ever see The Room?
No, I didn't see The Room.
The Room is an interesting play. At the very end of the play, this black, dark figure comes out of the shadows, and you think it's the Grim Reaper, and then everybody dies.
In the audience?
Yeah, maybe in the audience, too. The audience I was in, everybody died.
Well, buddy, you know, we're a late-night radio talk show, and so if you got, like, one joke you could lay on our late-night audience, we would just be in pure heaven, then we'll let you get on with the rest of your life.
One joke, huh?
Yeah, remember, we're a late-night audience, so, you know, it doesn't have to be that cleaned-up stuff you always did on Carson.
Well, a guy walked into a bank, and he used the F-word.
Oh, no.
He said, this is an F-up. And the guy says, you mean a stick-up? He said, no, it's an F-up. I forgot my gun.
Thanks a lot, Buddy Hackett. Chris and Rob, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati, we thank you. And good luck with that chopper operation.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Buddy Hackett on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.